Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know how many people feel. You come over after a weekend, you get the end of the week, and you're, especially after getting cheated like we did in the midterms, and you think, man, it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. I'm going to tell you this. Stay vigilant and stay in the game. Stay in the game. The Democrats, you can't continue down the path the Democrats are going and think you're going to end up with success. And it's not going to happen in America. I saw a Cuban-American guy. He works for UPS, and he got his first check. And they filmed it. I don't know if somebody from the family did, but he showed him getting his check. And he opened it up. He was all excited. It was his very first paycheck as a citizen. And he's looking at it. And he can't believe the money that he's made. And somebody says, well, what about the taxes? He goes, it was less than they took out in Cuba. So we got to change that attitude. But he was so happy to be working and to be from underneath oppression. And let me tell you, there's a part of America that part doesn't die. No matter how much they try to kill it, people outgrow it. The problem is, are more people dying that have it than get it and then finally understand it. And how long can it last? How long can we let this game go on before game over? But I say to you, stay vigilant and stay in the game, because rock bottom is coming for the Democrats. Democrats are going to get the message. See, rock bottom really for them was when Barack Obama had to leave office and Trump got elected. That was rock bottom, because that was as good as it could get for them. So what they did is they manufactured good. They want you to believe that Joe Biden not only got more votes than 2008 Obama, but he presided over the best midterms for a president in modern history. This is with his track record. The Democrats would support a brain-dead moron who might push the nuclear button. Even Pelosi came out and said, I want Joe Biden to run in 2024. How old will this clown be? How bad would his dementia be? Yes, he wants him to run in 2024. You want to know why? Because he's the same dude. He's as much a vegetable as you walking through, pick one of the manufacturers, Green Giant, going through their farm. He's as much a vegetable as they are, or as the crops. So, yes, please let Joe Biden run again. Rock bottom, folks. The elite of the Democratic Party are leading this entire country to rock bottom as fast as they can. The best thing you could do if you really wanted to kind of understand it is take it out. Don't think about it in today's terms. Go out to the limit and say, what could possibly happen with criminals running the streets, not getting arrested, with taxes through the roof, with just unchecked government? Where's it going? Because, see, many of the people, like that guy that was kissing his paycheck, his first paycheck, and thanking himself for being out of Castro's government, you know what? He knows where we're headed. So when's this electorate going to finally say enough is enough? I don't know how many votes these people legitimately get. The game is fixed. I'm telling you. I think people are meeting in rooms and they say, this person wins this. We will control the House. You will control the Senate. Here's how this is going to work. We are now at that level of sophistication. We're going to talk about crypto, because there are people manipulating every market. You want to play it fair. It's like in that movie Limitless, where the guy goes, he was super brilliant. He goes, but even in analyzing all the trends and all that, I can get upticks, but I can't win the game. I can't get to the super wealth studying, and even with having taken this pill that expanded his brain so he could make, I think he made $2 million in 10 days, beginning with $800. And he became the talk of Wall Street. And he went in when he was talking about getting money and how he wanted to apply his new, you know, brain power. He says, no matter how hard I study, no matter how much I do with the market, I might get 8-10%. I think maybe he said 12% gain, which would be okay for most people. If you could take $800 and make $2 million in 10 days, you'd be okay with it. But you know who they put him in with? They put him in with a big, you know, a guy played by Robert De Niro, appropriately. And this guy plays in the billions of dollars. He makes moves that change the course of countries. And when he's on the ride back to his apartment with De Niro's character, he says to him, when he's analyzing this particular event, he says, oh, wow, this is big. He goes, well, how are you going to get Atwood to play? He goes, oh, my gosh, you guys are trying to corner the energy market. But Libya's not going to play along. He's talking about the manipulation of entire countries at the level we're talking about. You think Hollywood just comes up with this stuff? We're being manipulated at a level that is unprecedented. See, most of the electorate, they've turned. And as I say, if you don't believe Democrats cheated at this point, you've been gaslighted. You've been fooled. You're buying you're drinking the Kool-Aid. You're buying the narratives. How many more election cycles do you think we can take? How many more can we get fooled in before it doesn't matter? Again, folks, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There is good news, though, people. Conservatives endure. Conservatism can withstand anything, and I promise you, people, there are so many of us out there fighting hard for America, the real America, as many others start to check out. You remember 2012? After the devastation we put on the Democrats in 2010, probably one of the worst midterms in the history of this country, the Democrats got decimated. We were more hopeful to make a change in 2012, and it didn't happen. That was when the cheating started. Well, it had already started, but in terms of real manipulation. So after 2012, millions of Americans checked out, and some of you are considering this now, but don't check out. That's what the left wants. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't check out. That's what I've been saying to you. I'm going to say it to you until the next election cycle. Let me tell you something. The next 2 years is going to define the... I mean, look, every election does something. I don't want... You know, and they're all important. This one was super important. And we got our piece out of it. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how the left tries to demoralize you. You got to remember, you won. You absolutely won. It's like in 2012 when they thought, okay, they're going to shoehorn in Barack Obama again. Many of us wanted Romney. I was one of them. We got Obama. It was a devastating loss to us, but in effect, it was a win because Romney is part of the problem. Can you imagine Romney and Paul Ryan? In 2008, we knew Obama was wholly unqualified. Would you have wanted John McCain? Of course not. 2016, we finally got what we wanted. And you know what it did? It sent these knucklehead leftists into panic mode. And now they've gone full nuclear. Well, you know what happens when you jump the gun, when you're a bomb maker and you're trying to rush that bomb into someplace, it blows up in your hands. And I'm telling you, at some point, this blows up in their hands. Whether it's Hunter Biden, the big guy, or some of these other scandals that these clowns do are pulling on us, it's going to blow up. There are too many people who care about this country. So when they try to demoralize you, double down. That's what bothers them. When they're pressed is when they make mistakes. Let me say this about the people that I know we have one market in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to say this. Pennsylvanians are not stupid enough to vote for Fetterman. I believe that with all my heart. I mean, I know there are stupid ones that would vote for him because there are Democrats everywhere. But the overwhelming number of Democrats who vote for who vote would not elect Fetterman. I know this. They have Biden's performance to look at, and they vote Democrat? We know this isn't true. Now in Arizona, the woman whose Democrats want to cheat into the government's mansion is over the vote count. That's insanity. Katie Hobbs is running for governor. She's over the vote count, and we're supposed to believe it's all fair. It's on the up and up. It gets worse in Pennsylvania. Let me just say that this is it's actually too funny to talk about, but you should know about it. A Pennsylvania state rep who died last month was reelected during the midterm elections. He died. Democrat Anthony Tony DeLuca died on October the 9th after a brief battle with lymphoma, a disease he beat twice previously. 85 years old. DeLuca was Pennsylvania's longest-serving state rep. This came from a story in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So, not only did Pennsylvania elect, finger quotes, a dude who suffered a stroke, Sling Blade's big brother, a little brother, not only did they elect him, supposedly, they elect a dead man. While we're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca, we are proud to see the voters continue to show their confidence in him. Wow. I gotta stop there. Okay. One guy has suffered, massive brain damage of some sort. And people can argue with me, Kevin, people come back from a stroke all the time and they do that. Yeah. My little sister had a stroke years ago. She was 20 years old. Just pressure of life, college, marriage, first little baby, blah, blah, blah. Had a little, what they call a mini stroke, M-I-N-I, mini stroke. And she's fine. Hasn't had any issues since. But it's pretty rare, and I'm sure it had something to do with her youth. My grandmother had a stroke when she was 81 actually, and couldn't move her left hand. It was like a claw, and had some brain fog. And I'll tell you this, she never snapped back because of her age. Fetterman's in what, his 50s? He had a stroke. And as I said the other day, I don't know what a stroke does to your brain. I can watch Fetterman and I know this. His brain is not operating the same. So if I look at what's happening to him physically, I can certainly equate that he's got some problems mentally. In other words, if his body doesn't move right and act right, his brain's probably doing the same thing. And they elect this guy? But then again, let's not forget, Tony DeLuca was elected, and they say they continue, the voters continue to show confidence in him and his commitment to Democratic values. I almost lost it. Yeah, I spit a little coffee out. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, his commitment to Democratic values. Vote for him even if he's dead. Vote. In fact, let's not be surprised if DeLuca voted for himself. Their commitment, they write, was they were so committed to the Democrats, they elected him, because, somebody else will run, and they posthumously believed in him, in his values. Dead or alive, he's our guy. Whew. I mean, look, I don't know whether you would have elected another Democrat. I don't know the rules. But here's what I would tell you. I'm not voting for a dead man. Not even symbolically. If it was Reagan, Kevin Reagan's going to run. He died. Oh, so who are we getting? See, I prefer to have people who are completely functional, who can actually speak and represent me, who can put thoughts together. And let me tell you, I don't know what created this Fetterman. Let me tell you, Fetterman's life probably created his stroke. Because he was too young to have a stroke. Just like my little sis. So his life created his stroke. And are those pressures gone? Forget about what the new pressures. This guy went from lieutenant governor to now to the Senate. It's unbelievable. So what I say to people is the more things change, the more they stay the same. Look at what you woke up to over the weekend. And I'll ask you this. Were there any changes? What about your day-to-day life? Any changes? I mean, when you put in the news, is anything going to surprise you? Inflation's still up? People still soaking us on welfare? Joe Biden giving billions to the Ukrainians to keep his secrets? Joe Biden with an embarrassing meeting with the Chinese prime minister? Crime in your neighborhood? Crime in some city near you? Crime in a city where your kid goes to school or whatever? Gas prices still high? Inflation way up? Rent still high? Winter's here? How many people are the Democrats going to kill with Biden's energy policy? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Microwaves for $20 and air fryers for $40. It's like, hey, I can't beat that.
Fat Shopper picking up some great deals as the official holiday shopping season begins today with Black Friday. A recent Bankrate survey found that nearly 75% of holiday shoppers are planning to shop online this year, and also about half of holiday shoppers plan to do at least some of their shopping over the Thanksgiving weekend. The man who murdered six people at a Walmart in Virginia bought the gun legally on the morning of the shooting. That's according to a tweet from the city of Chesapeake. The suspect used a 9mm handgun to commit the mass shooting on Tuesday night. College football's rivalry weekend resumes Friday. Iowa can advance to the Big Ten championship with a win over Nebraska at home. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Winds all around for conservatism. All you got to do is look. All you got to do is know how to look, where to look. And they're easy to spot. They're not hidden. You don't have to go looking around for Easter eggs behind furniture and underneath its sofa cushions and all that. No, no, no. They're right in front of your face. Now, the media isn't going to report it as a win. It's just, they're going to report it as news. You have to be able to look at it and go, wait a minute, that's bigger than news right there, baby. Bigger than news. So, let's find, here's one of these stories. It's a small win, folks, for conservatism. And I'm not going to make it appear that it's bigger than what it is, but it's bigger than what it is. It seems little. Disney is in the news. Now, I don't need to tell you, Disney's gone off the deep end. Disney, you would think Disney is run by a transsexual Guatemalan midget or something because Disney has gone crazy up in her. It has. I used to, every Sunday night, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, and I know many of you know this, the little, what they call it, Sprite, the little thing that would fly around the Disney building and go ding. At the end, before they started the Sunday night Disney movie, how many kids watched that? I mean, that had to be one of the most watched things in, I mean, at the time, in American culture. It was like watching Welcome Back, Kotter. I mean, I didn't miss it. I can name you a bunch of other shows, too. Little House on the Prairie. That was when entertainment was fun. It was wholesome. And don't misunderstand me. You should have everything. You should be able to get, you know, porn. Well, I mean, honestly, if that's what you want on your TV, you should have it. The way it is today, I get it. You can indulge any piece of your psyche that you choose. But I will tell you, I miss the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and stuff like that. Not, that doesn't make me a nerd. I grew up on a ranch. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't have 12 kids like the Waltons, you know, where Mary J. and Mary Lou and Jenny Jones and whatever. It was me and my brother just kind of pretty much hanging out. We had siblings, but they weren't with us, sadly. I mean, they were elsewhere. I think I told you guys that. I've only met one of my other brothers from my dad's side. And, you know, his name is David. He's a half-brother, but there's supposedly 9 other kids I've never met. And I've got my stepsisters, and I could go on. But the point is, I saw the Waltons. I always wanted that big family. It was a cool idea of what family represented. I'm going to tell you something. I bet you if young black kids were forced, I'd hate to force them, but if they were to watch Little House on the Prairie or the Waltons or something, it would change their perspective of what family really should be and life, what life should be. How about we simplify things a little bit for ourselves, right? Anyway, I'm off topic, but I'm going to get back to this win. This win involves Disney, and Disney is a big deal to me because it brings back this nostalgic feeling. But let me tell you, that whatever you feel, if you're over 40 or 50 years old, whatever you feel for Disney, it is long gone, long gone. It is not the same. But Disney figured something out. Disney says we are on the wrong track. They had a CEO, his name is Bob Chapek, and he's been running Disney since 2020, post-election coup. And he figured, you know what, the woke generation, everybody wants this, people want them some Biden. So he went right along with them, and he took Disney down. So guess what, they're bringing back Bob Iger. Returning to Walt Disney as CEO. Effective immediately. Replacing Bob Chapek. They say, who stepped down? He didn't step down. He was booted out. Don't let them put any they went in and said, Chapek, you're out. They had already packed up his I don't know. Man, I'm just speculating. But his office had the little box ready to go, security guards, and they essentially threw him out aggressively. Metaphorically, of course. Here's what how they write this. The stunning and unexpected move comes as Disney's stock has dropped 41% since the beginning of the year. Whew! Be still my heart. They say, although every other entertainment stock has similarly dropped. So what they're telling you is, folks, in case you're not paying attention, entertainment stocks are dropping for two reasons. One, Joe Biden is president. And two, entertainment is no longer what we want. I just hearkened you back to the time when entertainment was simple. Give me your favorite story. Tell me what your favorite story is. Is it full of... if somebody says, Kevin, it's The Mechanic, or some Jason Statham film, or some Schwarzenegger film, or some high-tech, whatever, shoot-em-up gangster alien film, very unusual. Your favorite film is going to be something that touched your heart. It's going to be a great story. There might be some special effects. Don't misunderstand me. It's hard to watch any movie these days without it. But I'm telling you right now, your favorite film, for the most part, is going to be something you emote to. I'll give you a film you should all watch. Love Jones. One of the best movies ever. Mostly black cast. Unbelievably great film. I talk about it all the time. I talked about it with one of the actors who's in it, who's an acquaintance. I told him, man, that was the best work. He was so thankful to me. He says, Kev, but let me tell you something. I told the people in that film that we were talking about Academy Awards. He says, I told them, black people are going to hate us for this film. If you watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's an unbelievably great film about the black condition in a civilized black world. The way most blacks live in America. If you get a chance, watch it. Back to what I'm talking about here, though. So Disney's poor earnings have to do with two things, Biden, and the fact that Disney went woke. If Disney didn't go woke, their stock wouldn't have dropped 41%. It would have held firm. If Netflix didn't go woke, that's why Netflix has come back and said, y'all aren't going to get us to get rid of Dave Chappelle. You're not going to change the way we do business. And the reason why most of you have quit Netflix is because you're sick of the proselytizing. Susan Rice on the board, the Obamas and their nonsense and all the other crap. How about you just go out and make great films? Plug for the Flick Fest, by the way. Theflickfest.com. This week we have investor meetings with the Flick Fest. If everything goes the way it should, it is going to explode. And I can't wait to tell you about it. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this. So Iger has agreed to serve as Disney's CEO for 2 years with a mandate for the board to, you ready for this? To set the strategic direction for renewed growth and work closely with it to develop a successor to lead the company at the completion of his term. Now, they thanked Bob Chapek for his service to Disney over his long career, including, get this, navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic. What unprecedented challenges? He should have been feasting. People were at home. They were sequestered, locked in, literally on lockdown. They had nothing better to do. Disney could have been cutting new things, doing stuff. What else? What do they have in the vault? What could they have presented? Oh, it was lockdown. That was their time to feast. And man, I can tell you this, Logitech, listen to their CEO. He says, during the scamdemic, he didn't call it that, but I call it that, he says, we feasted. We reevaluated our company's model. We reevaluated how our employees would work, etc. You telling me Disney couldn't figure out a way with different studios all over the place now and the ability to work remotely that they couldn't figure out how to take over during that period? It is a shame they dropped 41% year over year. Anyway, Iger, they say, returns after serving for CEO of Disney for 15 years from 2005 to 2020, which he oversaw the acquisitions, you ready of this, of Pixar, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, and 21st Century Fox. This guy made strategic acquisitions that would go down in the record books. Now, I'm not saying he's great or anything. I'm just saying, compared to Chapek, CEO in February of 2020, after serving as chairman of Parks and Resorts, and then president of Consumer Products, marked, as they write here, by multiple missteps, including a poorly handled lawsuit from Scarlett Johansson over her salary tied to the streaming of Black Widow. And also, Chapek had a run-in with DeSantis because he didn't say anything about Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. So, that's the deal. But the biggest deal is, he didn't make any strategic moves. He didn't do anything that furthered the cause of Disney, and certainly didn't live up to the legacy of Disney. Not the way I feel it. I'm curious what you guys think, but a win for the right, folks, I'll tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People, it could get worse. Don't forget, it's not like the Republican proposals on the economy were inspiring. You had some that jumped out and you didn't like it, jumped out talking about Social Security reform and Medicare. So if you were in economic pain and you heard the Republicans feel your pain, but they're going to add to it, that also doesn't help. So you had a lot of things going on. But this a particular meltdown that I'm seeing, I do think it's extraordinary. It's not just people like yourself who are super, you know, well known and stuff like that talking about that was shocking. But there are grassroots conservatives, just regular ordinary folks I went to high school with,
yes,
folks I went to college with in rural West Tennessee, who are reaching out to me saying, we are done with Trump. MAGA is done. We believe in some of these causes. We do not believe. And one of my friends said, the megaphone is killing us. talking about Trump. So there is something happening out there. Is it, will it last? I don't know.
Question.
But there is something serious happening out there. The grassroots level, the base level.
I was Van Jones. He says MAGA is dead. Well, let me tell you this. You may get rid of Trump. You ain't getting rid of MAGA. You're not getting rid of America First. You're not getting rid of that spirit that ticks in all of us, that resides in our DNA. See, we haven't been mRNA'd by Moderna or Pfizer. By the way, I'll get to those guys a little bit later, because there's a battle between the two giants. Godzilla versus, King Kong? Interesting saga playing out in the COVID world, the fake world, where we gave away trillions of dollars. It feels like a virtual reality, but it is a real reality. We gave away trillions of dollars, and we continue to throw away billions of it. They keep making this stuff. Gotta be ready. Gotta be ready for that scamdemic. Think about the pharmaceutical companies. They have stuff sitting at the ready for these outbreaks that don't occur. And you know what happens? All that medicine just gets thrown away. And they make another batch just in case. I know what you say, Kevin, we got to be prepared, man. It's our insurance policy. Yeah, but you know what most people do when they don't have the government? They really look at what do we need to keep in spare. Let's look at the trends and see what's happening so we can be as prepared as possible. But let's also be good stewards of our money. See, the government doesn't have to do that. They just go print more. They just go get more from you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. MAGA is dead. Why? Because Democrats are going to keep stealing elections. That's just what it is. So what's next for the Democrats? They're going to keep stealing elections, and the world is not going to get any better. See, that's the bad part about their strategy is it doesn't play out well. Now, you could, as I said, project it forward as far as you want. Now, let's play the game. Come on, you want to play it? All right, let's do this. Do you believe Biden will get any better, physically or mentally? Yeah, I'm just asking. So if that's their champion, aren't they stuck? Because, see, I predict Biden is aging in dog years. He's not going to get any better. He can't speak. You put him in front of a camera for 30 minutes, I promise you, you'll get at least two gaffes. I'm not talking little ones either. Things that could change the course of the world. Joe Biden says, you know, I don't care Putin. I mean, he's going to go into Ukraine and he'll get what he wants. I mean, you know, I can understand why he'd do that. He makes a comment like that. It's flippant. You know what Putin does? He goes and does it. What's the fallout? On top of the existing inflation, Putin now controls a big part of the world's food supply. He's in cahoots with China, who controls the fertilizer, who's also, again, working against us. It isn't like the world is truly a United Nations and we're working together. They're working against us. I don't care. Look, if China wants to be number one in on the track and number one in biological research or whatever, great. But isn't it all supposed to be to make the world better? Aren't we competing for a better world? The answer is no. Joe Biden has us competing in a way that we cannot win. There is no good thing that comes out of this. We subsidize the Chinese economy. $375 billion a year. We subsidize the world economy with roughly almost $800 billion a year. These numbers are too big, too untenable for 330 million people, of which only about 80 to 90 million are working at any time. I mean, that's not enough to sustain that kind of growth, that kind of number. So keep projecting forward, folks. After Biden's stellar performance in the midterms, the Democrats are stuck with him. How can you get rid of a guy that had that kind of performance? Those pesky polls, folks, and that pesky reality are going to force a come-to-Jesus meeting with the Democrats. How do you rationalize how he did so great, but he's not doing so great on the other side? You think in the next series of polls, suddenly people are going, oh, that Joe Biden, my goodness. Yeah, they're going to give you some that make it appear that way initially, but the reality is, what's happening? Biden will worsen. His family will be forced to be limiting him more and more. Jill Biden and Hunter, wherever he is, are going to have to finally cry uncle. What about Harris? You think they want her? She's next in line. Do you think Nancy's no longer the Speaker of the House, but do you think that she's just going to sit down and let Harris? Well, she may now. She may have to because Kevin. Well, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy will win the Speaker of the House, but whoever is Speaker of the House is next in line if something were to happen to Harris. But what I can tell you is this. Joe Biden will worsen. The problems associated with his policies will worsen. This isn't me wishing it. This is me telling you there is no upside when you go off of the grid and you want to go to clean energy. If you think our energy problems are going to get better, you're out of your mind. If you think our inflation problems are going to get better when you're talking about all the things these people are putting in to make getting goods and services to you more expensive, it's a pipe dream. Not going to happen. What about unity? You think the nation is more unified right now? They're like Petchy and my cousin Vinny. You were serious about that? And the judge says, you need to wear a suit. Next time you come to my courtroom, you're going to wear a suit. You were serious about that? You think we're more unified under Joe Biden? I will tell you, I haven't despised the Democrats more in my entire life than I do right now. I don't hate them, but I despise them. See, because they're cheats. They are never going to play fair with us. And it bugs me that there's a faction of Republicans, and I know what their agenda is. The agenda of these Republicans is they got knocked out of power. They're mad about it. Now, I don't know how I would take it. I think many of us have probably been somewhere and somebody with less seniority got something over you. And, you know, could it have been nepotism? Could it have been that they were just better than you? Could have been either one. Could it have been that you just didn't put up enough of a fight? I can look back on some of mine and go, yep, you know what? I didn't fight hard enough for it. I just said, you know what? It's cosmic. Let it happen. But I could have fought. Probably could have won a few of those battles, but I didn't. Who's to blame? So we've all seen how people can get ahead and do this. But the Democrats, let me tell you, they're Machiavellian about it. These people plot. They want to, you know, really inflict pain on you. And they do it maliciously, not because as a fighter, I can tell you this, and I've seen it many times, where a guy's, he's like, okay, you've been talking so much smack, and we finally get in the ring, I'm just going to keep you on your feet. I'm going to do enough to hurt you, not enough to debilitate you, because you've been running your mouth. I'm going to keep you in the fight. Floyd Mayweather just had a fight over the weekend. He fought some YouTuber out of Britain. And I didn't see the fight, but I read the description, and Floyd Mayweather just pretty much said, I'm going to show you what a professional fighter is and what a YouTuber is. And he just, he would fight with one arm, I was told. I read. Just hit him with the lefts, then he just hit him with the rights, and then, you know, every now and then the guy would connect, and Floyd would go, oh, okay, you ready? And he hit him with both. And in the sixth round, what did he do? Knocked him out. Keep training, folks. You're ready for this. You're ready for this battle. You're ready to knock some people out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.